I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hope marked this year's Christmas for Christians in Orissa State, India. Worldwide Christian School Scott Vanderkoy says New Life Academy recently faced the question of whether or not the school would have a home in 5 months.
The community is watching Christians. And if it's a non-Christian community, they want the Christians to fail. And when they don't fail, when they respond with love, that speaks louder than any preaching.
Next, day two at InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 09 started out with a focus on invading people's privacy. MNN's Greg Yoder's in St. Louis, Missouri, covering it. Greg?
Ruth, Urbana 09's Bible teacher Ramez Atala is encouraging Christians to be like Jesus in John chapter 1 when he used Philip to call Nathaniel. He says the picture we get from this is clear.
We need to all seek the willing, be they seekers or skeptics. We need to seek anybody who is willing to listen. There are many people like Nathaniel around us whom God may be preparing for us to bring to Jesus.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.
And the world's oldest ocean-going passenger ship, the Dulos, will retire December 31st. Its hull was built in 1914, 2 years after the Titanic. For the last 32 years, though, it's traveled the world with Operation Mobilization, bringing the hope of the gospel, Christian literature, relief work, and support for local churches. With OM, Dulos has visited over 600 ports in over 100 countries. Pray for OM as it pursues options for replacing the ship and helps ship staff transition to sharing the gospel in other fields. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serve's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll also find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church, which is estimated at 80 million people. You can request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.